Sure, yeah. The album came out in February. It's my second album. My first album came out in 2014.
Yeah.
And I've been building up to it for a while because, you know, it took me a while. I'm a bit of a slow songwriter, so it took me a while to get the songs together. But also, you know, there's the recording process, and then there's kind of the promotion process that the record label want. They want a few months to build it up. So it took a while, but yeah, it came out in February, and you know, it's done okay. It had some very good reviews, and you know, it seems to have kind of built on the platform that I'd already made with my first album, which I was pleased about.
Yeah. And are they all self-penned songs?
Yes, that's right. Although I say that, there is one cover on the second album that's by Loudon Wainwright III, who's not a country artist, but he's one of my favourite songwriters. And it was a song that I thought would work in a country arrangement, and hopefully it did. Mostly, you know, I just record my own songs. And this was, like I say, I'm about to repeat myself. This is my second album of mostly all self-penned songs. Yeah.
What about gigs? Have you got anything coming up in the next few weeks or months?
I've been busy, but I've got a couple more things coming up. I'm doing I'm playing in Stamford tomorrow night.
In Lincolnshire.
That's right. Yeah. And then I'm doing a couple of local things in Oxfordshire the weekend. Yep. But next weekend I'm going to be at Southern Fried Festival in Perth in Scotland, which I've done before. It's a fantastic. Yep. Fantastic little festival. I'm going to be playing a double bill with Doug Seegers from Nashville, which will be really fun.
Oh yeah, should be good. Yeah. How did you get interested in country music?
Country music. It's funny, you know. I wasn't brought up listening to it or anything, which people always assume that I might have been. I was a big fan of singer songwriters, and I loved simple songs. And I Loudon Wainwright III was one of my big heroes, and he's got really simple, straightforward songs, and I love that sort of thing. And I realised that country music was the home of that sort of music, and so I started listening to more and more of it, and I realised that it suited me down to the ground, and it was what I wanted to do, which was bizarre because I'd never really considered it before, but I just kind of realised that that's the music that was meant for me, and so I just went down the rabbit hole with it.
Having a look on your webpage, because it says here that you're also known as the English Willie Nelson. You don't look much like him.
Well, yeah, not yet. The years haven't quite taken their toll yet. But
No.
You'll have to
grow your beard a bit more.
That's right, yeah. that was Country Music People magazine very kindly said that. That was after my first album came out, actually. They said that I was, you know, similar to an English Willie Nelson, which is, you know, to me, that's like one of the highest compliments to a country songwriter, you know.
Oh, I love Willie Nelson's songs, and absolutely. And you've opened up for Roseanne Cash. That's quite good. And I gather you had a chat with her as well.
That's right. Yeah, she was very nice. That was up in Leeds, actually. I did that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, the Brudenell Social Club.
Yeah.
She was really, really nice and very complimentary. She actually put something on Twitter the next day saying what a good voice I had and stuff, which was really nice. She didn't need to do that, you know. And that was really good fun, and I hope I'd get to do something like that again, without a doubt.
And who are your influences with country music? I know you mentioned one of them. Have you any others that you sort of influence your writing on?
I think so. I think my big country hero is David Allan Coe.
Yeah.
I think he was so unique and so creative, especially in the 70s and 80s. And I think, you know, you really can't really compare his work to anyone else's. I mean, obviously, I love Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, those people, without a doubt, and Johnny Cash, you know, goes without saying almost. But David Allan Coe, to me, was unique from all those people, and he really... You know, he really suits my taste down to the ground. So while I wouldn't say, oh, he's better than all those guys, he just suits my taste. And Johnny Paycheck also is a big influence of mine.
Yeah. And do you've got your own website? We've got a look at it here online. It's agsconnolly.com.
Yeah.
There's loads more information. You've got all your gigs coming up ahead here on the website, I see.
Yeah.
And have we got some of the music? Can we listen to some of the music from here as well?
You certainly can, yes.
Brilliant. So, and are you on Facebook and Twitter as well?
Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Yeah. Oh, Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, Instagram too. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
have you got plans for another album?
I've certainly got, I'm certainly in the process of writing the songs, but it's a little way off yet. Like I say, I'm a slow songwriter. What I would say is later on this year, I'm going to be out on the road with a guy called Jeremy Pinnell, a US country singer who's absolutely fabulous. I recommend his stuff. And we're going to be out together in October, traveling around the UK. So look out for that.